Hello, and welcome to the second edition podcast of the Video Game Report. I'm Tom, your host, and today I'll be reviewing Freedom Fighters and Medal of Honor, both by EA Games. Now, Freedom Fighters is a really cool game. Well, in some ways it is. It's one of the few third-person shooters out there that's actually based on could-happen events, such as there's no superpowers or amazing abilities, but just regular reality. It takes place as you're a plumber who's working in New York, and the Russians take over. As soon as that happens, you're thrust into an underworld clan called Freedom Fighters trying to win back New York. After that, well, that's the whole point of the story. You just fight. It kind of gets repetitive and frustrating after so many levels of the same collecting or just going around shooting, blowing up stuff, deals, you know. So that frustration and repetitiveness is only calmed once in a while by a really fun level, like, I don't want to ruin it, but some fun levels mixed in there that are worth buying the game for. I'll give it probably a 8.6 because it kind of gets repetitive, but it's pretty cool. I like the ragdoll physics. I'm a fan of that. Yes. So, not 8.6. Now, the second game, Medal of Honor, Allied Assault, is one of the first Medal of Honor games I've played, and I was pleasantly surprised. It had really cool levels where it just jam-packed with missions of running and stealth and just blowing up stuff. It's fun. Again, this game had repetitive levels, and the occasional starting out with five team members and ending up with a James Bond remake of just you sneaking around with a pistol. But anyway, it's pretty cool levels. My favorite has to be Omaha Beach, which is a level where you're just it's pretty much like not the only non-stealth, non-by-yourself level where you're running around and trying to stay alive on a beach where there's gunfire and explosions everywhere. It's kind of fun. I'm going to have to give it a 9.5. Some of the levels even out the repetitiveness, so I like it. And really good graphics on the faces. One of the first games I've seen where the characters can actually see their eyes move and blink. Really good details on that. Okay. Well, that's the Video Game Report. Find out more at www.pcpages.com/zone.